Why don't people like you? Nick paused, then gave Colin another long look up and down. Cause I'm not seeing a reason. Colin blushed again. They don't like that I've won so many things. Heisman Trophy, National Championship. They think I'm all ego. Again, Nick said, a degree under a straight leer. I'm sitting pretty close to you, and I can tell you with certainty that you're not all ego. We've already established you're easy enough to win over, Colin retorted, but he was smiling. It had never occurred to Nick that Colin O'Connor, the NFL's golden child, might not be straight. But Nick knew how straight men flirted with him, and bashful interest simmering in Colin's eyes now wasn't like that at all. Nick threw his hands up. Guilty as charged. But to clarify, no, I'm not all ego. I work hard, really hard. Maybe that's not a popular or a mainstream opinion, but my success is all due to hard work and vigilance. Vigilance? Seems a bit extreme. Colin shot him a strange look that Nick barely caught before it was locked down and away, and that stupid, bland smile was back. Tom Brady eats the same thing every day, keeps the exact same schedule. He's the most vigilant and the most successful. I don't think that's a coincidence. Would you say you look up to Tom Brady? The strange look came back for a split second longer this time. I'm a quarterback in the National Football League. I think it would be hard to be that and not look up to Tom Brady in some capacity. Would you consider him your role model? No. The answer was swift, sudden, and completely unexpected. Nick realized he must be getting to the man more than he'd realized. Colin retrenched. No, I mean, of course I'd love to have the stat line he does, the Super Bowl rings, but I consider Nelson Mandela to be my personal role model. Nick, who had read every scrap he could find on Colin O'Connor, was almost 100% sure that he'd never mentioned that in an interview before. He was also fairly certain that despite generally being a heathen, even he couldn't work Nelson Mandela into a flirtatious double entendre. So why Nelson Mandela and not Tom Brady? He fought for something he believed in, Colin said with perfect conviction. Something bigger than himself. Someone to emulate, then? Colin shot him that look again, longer and more puzzled than before. While I'd love to bring about the sort of systemic change Nelson Mandela fought for, I don't think 3 touchdown passes against the Rams is going to do it. Right, Nick said. He felt off his game, unprepared, rocked a little. He was resolutely not staring at the way Colin's bicep flexed when he clenched his fingers together, which he did each time he answered a question. What Nick needed was to funnel his distraction into something that could crack Colin O'Connor. Boomer told me after the game that you changed 2 of the touchdown plays at the line of scrimmage. You obviously became adept at running the no-huddle offense at Oregon. Is that something you're going to work for the Piranhas? Colin looked annoyed now, which made sense because the coach of the Piranhas, Daniel Mortensen, had explicitly confirmed that in his press conference 2 days prior. That's the plan. Sounds like you're better at issuing orders than taking them, Nick purred, angling his body closer. This portion of the interview would never make the final cut, that much was inevitable, but Nick couldn't help himself. Colin looked shocked and speechless for a moment, but it didn't take him very long to recover, and for someone who still blushed at female reporters' vague flirtations, he seemed very comfortable dishing it back to Nick. I can swing either way. It's all about the heat of the moment. Colin replied smugly, blue eyes twinkling, and a sly smile tilting up the corner of his perfect mouth, looking straight at Nick, daring him to take it 1 step further. And that was it. That was the moment that sealed it. Nick Wheeler's body, and the part of his soul that didn't already belong to Stephen Curry, transferred semi-permanent ownership to Colin O'Connor. Chapter 1. Rebellion tasted like vodka with a splash of soda and a sliver of lime, balancing precariously on the edge of Colin's glass. Players were allowed to go out and party, mostly because nobody from the Piranhas organization could stop it from happening. But tonight at this particular club, Colin couldn't help but feel like he was pushing his luck. It wasn't that he didn't go out, because he did. You couldn't live in a city like Miami and not go out. But he'd tried to avoid it because loud, pulsing music, superficial standards, and free-flowing alcohol weren't things he normally